This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. All four of the outside collection companies hired by the IRS, CBE Group, Conserve, Performant Recovery, and Pioneer, tell debtors that they can set up an installment plan lasting as long as 7 years, 2 years longer than the span that private collectors are legally allowed to offer. After years of complaints by privacy advocates, Google said it will stop the practice of scanning emails on its free email service to eliminate confusion around its advertising policies. Cost of U.S. cell service is rapidly plunging, reversing years of increases that have squeezed consumers' budgets and generated huge profits for wireless companies. Americans are using their smartphones more than ever to stream videos, surf the web, and browse Facebook. But telecommunications companies are losing their power to raise prices for using these networks, in part because the U.S. cell phone market is nearing saturation. That has kicked off a vicious price war among the four national wireless carriers. Louisiana's Bucket Brigade, Air Alliance Houston, California Communities Against Toxins, Sierra Club, Ohio Valley Environmental Coalition, Union of Concerned Scientists, and the United Steelworkers sued to block the EPA from delaying implementation of stronger safety rules for chemical plants and oil refineries. Trump's Cuba order has expanded the bar on sending remittances to what some say could be 1 million Cubans or 25% of the Cuban labor force. Canada leads a group of seven countries in economic growth, and a Canadian musician, Drake, recently had 24 songs on the Billboard Hot 100 at the same time. Senate health care bill attacks Medicaid, but a combination of longer lifespan and spiraling health care costs has left 64% of Americans dependent on Medicaid. In Alaska, Mississippi, and West Virginia, Medicaid was the primary payer for 75% or more of nursing home residents in 2015. Jimi Hendrix told Michael Nesmith of the pop TV band The Monkees just 2 days before his death that he'd been taking singing lessons. "Why?" Nesmith responded. "You're one of the greatest voices in rock and roll." Hendrix said he felt he sang flat. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.